For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Thank you for joining another edition of Bumps and Thumps, the talk of wrestling. I'm your host, Brian Ferguson. My guest today is best known for his time in the American Wrestling Association. He has worked with many of the pro wrestling great talents of yesterday and is well known throughout the professional wrestling circuit. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Nacho Barrera. Nacho, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on Bumps and Thumps.
Oh, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
You know, I remember you as a kid on the AWA. You wrestled so many greats on TV. It felt like you were on there all the time. I remember you with so many, Bockwinkel, Hogan, Jesse Ventura. The list goes on, and we'll get into that a little bit, but I wanted to first talk to you about where you grew up, your family life, and if you did any schooling or anything like that, if we could talk about that.
Yes, I grew up in Kerrville, Texas. That's by 60 miles from San Antonio.
Okay.
And I was we were there till about when I was 14. We moved to Chicago.
Okay.
But I used to watch wrestling when I was like 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to watch Joe Blanchard and from San Antonio. They used to see that. We used to see the shows from San Antonio on TV every Saturday. And I got into it. I just liked it. And after that, when I came to Chicago, I started going to wrestling shows for Bruiser and all those back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I started going to some training school, Blackie Guzman had some black, some other guys had some gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working out there. And after that, we just doing little independent shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me if I want to go to Minnesota, I worked for the AWA. That was back in 71.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, sure, I'd like to go up there. So we went up there, and that's when I met Vern Gagne. I started working for all the guys there.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Growing up in Chicago, what was that like, especially in the 70s? What was that like for you? Was it challenging? Were you in a good neighborhood, or were you?
No, I used to live up in 18 in Blue Island there. That was a pretty bad area at that time.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. I want to go back to my hometown, you know, but I was too young and we couldn't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand that. Do you have any brothers or sisters, or?
Yes, sir. I got. We're like 12 in the family.
Uh-huh. Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, my older brother, they passed away a few years ago, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And two of my brothers passed away a couple of years ago too. It's only me and my other brother that's he lives up in Ohio.
Okay.
And I got like 4 or 5 sisters left too. Uh huh.
Wow. That's amazing. Schooling, did you go to, besides high school, did you do any college or?
I just went to high school.
Okay. Okay.
I never went to college or nothing like that.
Okay. So you tell us a little bit about going into pro wrestling. Wrestling for Vern, what was that like for you as far as, you know, working for him, the traveling? What was that like for you?
It was very excitement, you know. I enjoyed working for him because I always watched him on TV. When I went up there, I looked at all the big guys, and I couldn't believe I was working with him, you know. It was a big surprise, and I really enjoyed that a lot, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've heard things about AW. I heard they paid well. Is it, I mean, did they pay you good? I mean, you were there quite a few years, so I'm assuming they
Yes, sir. When we started, they used to give us like $75 for a TV tape.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And $175 for gas. Where we drove up, you had a check for $175.
Okay. Wow.
And we had discounts in the hotels and stuff. And I went to a couple of more promoters in like San Antonio, Indiana, Ohio, but their TV taste, like, it was like $25, so they never topped it. You know, it was real low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever work for WWE or NWA or
anything? No, I never went up. I talked to Vince McMahon when he started, and he had too many guys. But he told me, just keep in touch and I'll see what I can do. But I got too many guys already, and he had all the months booked up already. So I never went back again, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's so some of the big events you worked at, did you ever, I watched some of your tapes this morning on YouTube, were you at Wrestle Rock, Super Clash, any of those events? And if you were, who did you wrestle?
No, I don't think I was. Uh-huh.
Okay. No. All right.
We did a lot of house shows up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Indiana for Vern, but Not like those, huh?
What was it like? So some of the wrestlers you wrestled, who do you think in your mind did you have the best chemistry with as far as in the ring?
I think Nick Bobwinkle.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. And Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard a lot of great things about Nick Bockwinkle, about how, you know, in the ring, you know, as a kid, I couldn't stand the guy when I was little. Oh. He was such a heel, but... Mm-hmm. I've heard when, you know, out of the ring, he was a gentleman.
Very gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And just treated everybody like, you know, a good person. And exactly.
And I worked him one time with him on TV. And when Bobby Heenan was fighting with the crowd, and I tried to wrestle Nick. And he told me, I'm going to give you an advice when we're wrestling like this. When mm-hmm. Bobby Heenan's talking to the crowd, sit there, you know.
Yeah,
but don't do nothing, man. They're not watching this. I said I really appreciate it, Nick. He gave me a lot of advice on that. Very gentleman, very nice guy.
Yeah. Is there anybody, you know, I mean, I have to mention, is there anybody that you didn't care for to work with when you had to in the ring?
Like Shawn Michaels. I never liked him.
Yeah. No,
Yeah,
he was kind of
cocky, you know.
Yeah, at the time, yeah.
That's about it. Most of all the guys were real nice guys.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Yeah, he had some issues in the past. I've heard that as well. How about working with Greg? I mean, I know he's Vern's son, and I interviewed Greg before, and you know, he talked about how you guys. You know, the guys that were on almost every week really, you know, made a name for yourselves and made them what they were. I mean, what was it like working with those guys? And, you know, did you ever win any matches?
No, not on TV. No,
not on TV. What was it like for that? I mean, that kind of had to be hard on you, not even being able to win.
Yes, because all the people, when they used to, you walk the street, they used to tell you, oh, there's a guy, he always loses on TV, even your friends. And even my son, Nick, when he was in school, he used to have fights. Your dad was a loser or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, but that was, I don't know, just, you get over it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sounded like you made good money and you made a lot of good friends out of it. But, you know, I'd have a hard time.
Yes,
losing all the time. Even you wrestled a lot of guys. I saw you this morning wrestling the Road Warriors.
Oh, that was a rough match.
Yeah, that looked rough. I've heard those guys were pretty rough.
Yeah, they were green when they came. Nobody wanted to go out to Minneapolis because they knew they were out there, and nobody wanted to work with them because they were pretty stiff. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we worked twice with them, and it was pretty hard.
Yeah. I've heard that they were pretty stiff up there.
Yes, sir.
You wrestled Ken Patera.
Oh, Kenny was one of the greatest guys too.
I interviewed him.
Real gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I interviewed him a few months back, and well, nice guy, you know.
Yes.
And you know, is a good person. And you wrestled Hogan a few times.
Yes, we traveled together to Rockford, Milwaukee, Green Bay stuff. I used to drive them.
Yeah.
Well, him and Santana.
Good guys, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I saw you wrestle. I mean, a lot of guys, and it's amazing that, you know, I looked at you as a kid, you know, and I remembered you, and I just remember, you know, you like Tom Rocky Stone, yourself, Kenny J, the Sodbuster,
right?
You know, you guys don't get enough credit for what you did, and
yeah, right?
You really don't. You really don't. And
no, we don't. Uh huh.
You know, that's why I try to reach out. You know, I just started this podcast a year ago and I try to reach out to people that I can, you know, reach out to. Sometimes it's hard, you know, sometimes I can't, some of those guys, you can't, they're off the grid.
Right. Right.
They don't have any type of social media or anything. And it's like tough.
I hear you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
VOC Nation takes wrestling fans behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Get stories and inside information from people who worked on the other side of the curtain. Follow the VOC Nation Wrestling Network podcast feed and get weekly shows from hosts like Bill After, The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, Ken Resnick, The Maestro, Shelly Martinez, Wes Briscoe, and more. Visit VOCNation.com for more information and follow us on Twitter at VOCNation.
All right. So did you have any real life heat with anybody that you worked with?
No, not really. No.
Okay. I know some guys had some off-screen issues with some guys, but and some guys don't. I didn't know if you maybe did or not. So
I never did. I was had a never had no problem with nobody.
That's
good. Yeah, they hurt you a couple of times, you know, because that's what it is. You get hurt sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I met a lot of guys that they went to Minneapolis and when it was like a kill match, so they never went back again, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
They don't let you work, you know, or nothing. You know?
Yeah.
You just gotta do what they tell you. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So traveling experience. Let's talk about it. Who's a person? Can you give us a story of maybe somebody you traveled with that really stood out to you in your travel experience and kind of a story? Maybe I know a lot of guys talk when they're traveling from one town to another, and they get to be good friends. And is there any maybe a story you could tell us, a funny one or a good one or something that you know you really stood out to you when you were traveling?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. I just not that I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
But most of the guys, they were just when we used to travel, they were just taking a nap and stuff, you know. Yeah, they were tired. And one time we're going up to Rockford, and I had an old car, and I had Black Jack Lanza, Steve Olchanowski, Bobby Heenan, and then my window on the right side didn't close all the way up there. and it started raining, and the water started coming in, started hitting Bobby Heenan on the face. and he said, "Nacho, I just took a shower. I don't want another shower." You know, so he had to put his towel on the thing there, you know, because he was getting all wet from there. You know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun.
Yeah.
And one time, with me, Hogan, my brother, and Gene Okerlund, and we got out of the roast bunt. And then we were like, I was supposed to go to the hotel, and up in by Roseman, there's a lot of woods up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lost, and we're driving for an hour out through the woods and stuff. And the Gene Okerlund started getting all nervous. He said, "Nash, I think the touring's over. Just take us to the hotel." I can't find it. So we finally got it. And I took it to the hotel, but you know, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah, that's amazing. So I also read in your, I was doing a little research on you, that you received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Midwest Wrestling a few years ago.
Oh, yes, sir. I did. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what was that like? I mean, did they have a banquet? Did they have a?
Yes, they did. They had a banquet there. Uh-huh. All the old guys were there. A couple of guys. Yeah. There. Sonny Rogers was there. But we had a good time. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Were you surprised?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I got one from the POWW.
Okay.
I got one of those there, and one from the Mexican up in Waukegan, and I got another one there from the Latin American Wrestling Association.
Okay. Did you ever work down in the in Mexico
I never went up there, but I knew all of the guys because my brother-in-law, before he was my brother, he's run Mexican Lucha Libre Wrestling here in Chicago.
Okay.
Back in 69 or 70.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think he was the first Hispanic guy that brought wrestling from Mexico over here.
Oh, wow. And okay.
He brought Santo, Blue Demon, all the big names from Mexico. And I was like 16 years old. I used to carry him, pick him up at the airport, take him to the hotel and stuff like that. So I met all those guys there, but I worked them was on back like in the 80s, 90s, but they was up in Chicago, Gary, Indiana, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But not in Mexico.
So you basically worked around in the Midwest.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Ohio, Windsor, Canada and stuff, Michigan, all over. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place that you like to go to wrestle? Was there a favorite town or a favorite arena?
No, not really. You know, no. I guess everywhere you go, you find great fans. You know, I really enjoy the fans because they're something else.
they are indeed. They're a unique bunch of people, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I really love them. Uh-huh.
So you know, you wrestled back in the 70s and 80s. Do you watch any wrestling today?
Not really. Do I every now and then I do, but I don't watch the WWE no more.
Yeah. Yeah. So your opinion versus when you worked it to today, what's your idea or concept of it now?
Well, it's the wrestling is more faster than before.
Okay.
They're wrestling more fast. And then each guy gets like half and half. So the match looks good because everybody's, you know, every guy's doing something and they're not, it's not like a kill match or nothing like that, you know?
Yeah.
And they're both guys look good, but in my time, we didn't have a chance like that. You know, we just go in there and you work a little bit and that was it. You know, they didn't give you too much and they'll stop you, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a lot of difference from those days to this day now. Huh?
Do you think it's more, you know, I've heard from other wrestlers that it's more, they don't do the buildup like they used to of.
No, they don't.
Uh-huh. Of matches. And,
right, no.
You know, because they have a pay-per-view, you know, once a month now, and, you know, WWE uh-huh. does. And
right.
There's really not much of a buildup of two people clashing or a tag team, whatever. And I know back in your day, you know, they did it months, you know, they had a big show maybe every mm-hmm. 3 months.
Right.
And they would build those guys up on TV with guys like you,
uh-huh.
you know, that would make them look good.
There you go. You got that right.
to me now, it seems like they don't have your guys on TV anymore. It's all, you know, there's no dark matches. There's no, guys that are up and coming, you know, getting beat up, not beat up, but wrestling the well-knowns and kind of getting their name out there a little bit. I mean, they, it seems like now, I mean, to me at least, that they have to, you got to be a main eventer to even be on TV.
I agree with you. That's right.
And it's too bad, because it's a lost art to me. Like guys like yourselves that are a well-known name, you know, that made a name for themselves because you were on every week, or, you know, most of the time wrestling a big name. Yes, you lost, but yes, you are well-known.
Oh, thank you.
yeah, of course. And it's just a lost art. And I just, you know.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's talk. Are you working on any projects right now?
No, not right now, sir. No.
No, just enjoying the good life, right?
Well, I guess that's what you would call it.
And you said you live in Chicago. Is that correct?
No, I moved to Indiana. I'm by Lake Station.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
Yeah. I've been here for 16 years.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's great.
So me and my wife.
Okay. Are you retired or fully retired, or you just?
Yeah, I'm retired already.
Okay. Do you do any type of like those conventions or anything like that? Have you?
No, not exactly. But they invited me to wrestling shows, and I used to go up to the independent shows here.
Okay.
Like the AEW, I think they run here in Gary in Lake Station.
Okay.
I used to stop by and check out the guys, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoy watching the independent guys. They do a hell of a job, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those up and comers. I mean, I try to go to these independent. I live in Missouri. I try to go to some of the independent shows. Yeah. Uh-huh. I live near Springfield, Missouri, so.
I see. Okay.
I try to. There's a Harley Race before he passed at wrestling called World League Wrestling up in by St. Louis.
Yeah, I worked for Harley a couple
yeah, times. Great guy.
Yeah, real nice guy. I met him.
Yeah, he is a nice man. He was a nice man. So
yes,
I try to go to those shows and check them out. And who knows, you might see one of them someday in AEW or WWE or.
You never know.
You never know, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Nacho, I appreciate you coming on here today. And
awesome. My pleasure, you know. I really appreciate it.
You know, I appreciate your time, and I want to thank everybody that's listening. Ladies and gentlemen, so Nacho Barrera, one of the AWA greats from the 70s and 80s. Thank you, sir, for your time. And everyone, get out there and get to those wrestling matches. And we will talk to you. All right, thank you. And we will talk to you soon.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to vocnation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network, and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.